Now, global jitters chant change of heart. I'm Barton Ecker. The ongoing showdown in the Strait of Hormuz has caused global jitters as Iran seized a British-flagged vessel on Friday and a Liberian tanker as well, though only briefly. Correspondent Barbara Starr says two seizures in a short time frame is concerning.
For Iran to pull this off, there would have to be coordination, planning, putting their forces, putting their Revolutionary Guard boats in the right place to get to this and to carry out these two seizures, these two missions that they have carried out.
The day after President Trump said he was unhappy with the rally chant, "Send her back," directed at Somali-born Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, he singled her out again, saying, quote, "Lucky to be where she is." As far as the North Carolina rally supporters, Trump said,
"Those are incredible people. Those are incredible patriots."
Another of the four congresswomen of color Trump has targeted, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, had her stay as well.
The president certainly didn't invent racism, but he's certainly given a voice to it and expanded it and created a platform for those things.
On this, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing, some kids are trying to forget space. Becoming YouTube famous is more appealing. Carrie Shoemaker reports.
Being an astronaut used to be a top choice for kids, but according to a new poll conducted by Harris on behalf of toy maker Lego, being a social media star is now way more popular. The poll finds 29% of kids in the U.S. and Great Britain want to be YouTubers, compared with 11% who want to be astronauts. Space, however, is still considered cool. The poll finds 86% of kids are interested in space, and 90% want to know more about it. I'm Carrie Shoemaker.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sitting in the middle seat of any airplane is usually considered the worst seat to have on any flight. However, as Jeff McKay reports, a new design could make that middle seat a lot less squeezed in.
There are probably some people who would rather sit in an airplane bathroom than the middle seat on an airplane, but that may soon change. A Colorado startup company designed a new concept for a middle seat in a three-seat airplane row that makes getting there a little more roomy and a lot less crammed. The new design calls for the middle seat to be a few inches back from the seats on either side, with the armrest slightly lowered. This means you won't be shoulder to shoulder with the person next to you. The FAA has certified the seats, meaning they can be made available on airplanes as soon as next year. And while it may not fix the quandary of being stuck in a middle seat, it may make the trip a little more bearable. I'm Jeff McKay.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
Snore Stop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try Snore Stop and make every every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
WML traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. You will find some slow traffic on the Beltway through Tyson's Corner on the outer loop after 123, but before Gallows Road, there is a paving operation taking place along the left side of the roadway, and that is causing slow traffic through that work zone. Now, also keep in mind that in Arlington, Washington Boulevard, east of 395, expect the closure of the eastbound lanes and then alternating closures of the ramp and the through lanes with the road widening project taking place.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Roselle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource. And with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable Internet with gig speeds available. And now you can take advantage of new lower prices on some of the most popular Internet plans. Plus, with Xfinity, you can get enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, delivering the fastest, most reliable Internet at a great value. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Check out new low pricing on Xfinity Internet and get started for as low as $29.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. N72119. Restrictions apply. New performance 60 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They work till midnight, and they can be here in 90 minutes.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hey, my name is Sarah, too.
My sister.
I'm just calling to say thank you.
You chose us. We should be thanking you.
Well, we were planning a move, and I'm a planner.
Excellent.
I wanted to send our junk packing.
And we sent it packing?
You sent it packing.
High five, girl.
High five.
When you want to send junk packing, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's Black Friday in July. Ashley Home Store's greatest summer sale event. Save 50% store-wide, plus an extra 10% off, too. Plus, get a free $100 instant coupon, and Ashley pays your sales tax. Shop Ashley Home Store in Maryland and Virginia.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console, and Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. And we have got, wow,
News of heat. There's heat in Iran, there's heat in politics, and there's heat in the city. Wow. And 50 years ago, we were all watching television, watching our Apollo astronauts on the moon. Pretty amazing anniversary being commemorated around the world and around the country this weekend. And we're going to take you down to Houston Mission Control. They've done a restoration. We're going to go down there live, see what's going on in Houston this weekend, and really get a sense of what was going on that day, July 20th, 1969. The mood, the tension. We've got some interesting audio. Now, you've all heard the, one-step audio. We've all heard the short little clips, like 5 seconds. We got longer clips. We have longer clips this morning to really kind of capture what I think was the excitement, the tension, the whole notion of what's next. We don't know what's next. We've never done this before. We've never been in outer space with men on the moon, and how we all felt as we watched it as Americans at that time, as you've watched it over history. So interesting audio coming up on that, but obviously a lot in the news this morning. And we've seen and heard the back and forth on Iran this week, and the latest developments come from London this morning. Britain's foreign secretary is Jeremy Hunt. He has warned Iran of serious consequences if it does not release a British-flagged oil tanker that it seized in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday. Hunt did rule out military options, but warned Iran of serious consequences. The ship is the Stena Impero, and that's pretty much the most significant escalation in the tensions between Iran and the West since they began rising in May. Pentagon announcing it authorized the movement of troops to Saudi Arabia as an additional deterrent, adding to the 1,000 troops deployed to the Middle East in June. Now, the president's been making comments about Iran all week. This is what he had to say at the White House yesterday as he boarded the chopper to head up to Bedminster.
Iran is showing their colors. Going to work out very nicely. Iran is in big trouble right now. Their economy is crashing. It's coming to a crash. They're trying to bring soldiers back home because they can't pay them. A lot of bad things are happening to them. And it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
And the president continued. He didn't give up.
And this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble, nothing but trouble. And remember this, the agreement, the ridiculous agreement made by President Obama expires in a very short period of time. It was a short-term agreement. When you're dealing in countries, you have to deal in 50 years and 100 years. You don't deal in the short term.
So that's what the president had to say. Iran's state-run news agency, IRNA, is reporting this morning that the country's seizure of that oil tanker was due to a collision with an Iranian fishing boat. The report today says the British tanker caused damage to the fishing boat, then did not respond to calls from the smaller craft. That from Iran. Iran also denies that we shot down an Iranian drone. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on in the program about the latest tensions with Iran. We'll talk about the military options with Tony. We'll talk about the diplomatic options with KT McFarland. That's coming up later on this morning. Obviously, the whole dust-up between the president and the squad, we'll talk about that this morning. John Gizzi will join us later on. We'll talk with KT McFarland on that and also with Tony Schaefer, and we've got some more audio on that for you this morning. The heat in the Washington area. Wow. Jeff Marr joins us from the Weather Channel. And Jeff, it's good to have you with us. And predictions of 100-degree temperatures, not indexes.
Yeah, that's the air temperature as we head into this afternoon. We'll flirt with that century mark. And when you factor in the dew points, which will be in the 70s, that's going to result in some heat indices probably between 105 and 115 today, and that is very uncomfortable. So that's why that excessive heat warning is going to be in effect from 11 this morning until 9 o'clock tonight. And then an excessive heat watch for the same time frame on Sunday, I think that will eventually be converted over to an excessive heat warning as we head towards the end of the weekend. Tomorrow, big relief, though, on the way to start off the work week, about 10 degrees cooler Monday. Showers and storms develop ahead of a front, and some periods of rain Tuesday with temperatures running about 20 degrees cooler as we get close to 80 for a high. So if we can get past this weekend with the peak of the heat wave, some relief's on the way.
Okay, what explains this? Because I think, you know, the first question we have is, gee, are we going to have more 100-degree temperatures the rest of the summer?
Now, just a big sprawling ridge of high pressure resulting in sinking air, which is translating to that hot and humid weather. And this is a really big ridge of high pressure. And these excessive heat warnings expand all the way from our area up into New England. And if you go all the way out west towards the plains, parts of Nebraska and also down into eastern parts of Kansas under excessive heat warnings as well. So this is a big area of the country that's dealing with this brutal heat and humidity.
And when you mentioned the heat index, how do you compute it? What does that mean? I know it means that that's sort of what it feels like on your body, but how is that computed?
Well, you take the dew points, and then you combine them with the ambient air temperature. So when you get up close to 100, and as we mentioned, we have dew points in the 70s, which is very high. That's why it feels so humid as you make your way out. That combination results in those heat indices up into the triple digits. And certainly in the danger range, that's why the excessive heat warning's in effect. And when you get up there between 105 and 115, that's how hot it's going to feel at times from late this morning into the evening hours. And that could cause some problems for sure. And another factor to consider is we're not going to get much relief overnight. Even though our low temperature drops down to the low 80s, we still have some very humid conditions, so we'll feel hotter than that even as we make our way overnight into tomorrow morning.
And I remember dew point from some aviation studies, but can you translate that into layman's terms for us?
Yeah, that's the temperature at which the air is saturated. So when you have high dew points, obviously it feels a lot more humid and it's a lot more uncomfortable, and that's going to be the case, unfortunately, through this weekend. And fortunately, though, this cold front that's going to move in and brings a lot of relief early next week, that front is draped across parts of the upper Great Lakes back into the central part of the Rockies, eventually shifts to the east and moves into our area as we start off the work week. But anytime you have weather this hot, if you can pop up some thunderstorms, which may be the case out to our west in the mountains today, but certainly tomorrow afternoon to tomorrow night, they will have a lot of energy to work with. So any thunderstorms that do pop up later tomorrow and into tomorrow evening may produce some strong wind gusts.
Jeff Meyer with us this morning. Thanks very much. One last question. Are we looking at any chance of precipitation between now and Monday, or is that pretty much off the radar screen?
Well, I don't think so today. I think any thunderstorms will stay to our west. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, some isolated thunderstorms, but then that chance ramps up into Monday as that front gets closer, about a 40 or 50% chance for thunderstorms. And some rain into Tuesday. It's going to be a lot better, though, as far as temperatures Tuesday. A high near 80, and we'll hit the low to mid-80s with sunshine into the middle part of the week. So the worst of the heat wave this weekend, then we get relief into the start of next week.
Jeff Meyer at the Weather Channel, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
You bet. It is now 6:17. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the traffic center this morning.
In Virginia, watch out for an accident now eastbound on 66 right at Nutley Street. And that is along the three right lanes. Only the left lane squeezing by this accident, so use caution. Delays are forming quickly through this accident scene. Another slow spot is on the outer loop after 123, but before Gallows Road, where there's a paving operation going on along the left side, and that is causing slow-going traffic. No reported problems in Maryland so far on the Beltway throughout Prince George's and Montgomery County. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we got a pretty good rundown there from Jeff, but as we say, sunshine today and tomorrow, high temperatures of 100 degrees each day. Overnight lows tonight down to 81, cools down to 79 Sunday night. I'll tell you, it was 83 degrees at 4 a.m. outside. It felt like an oven. Scattered thunderstorms possible Monday with a high of 90. More thunderstorms hopefully on Tuesday with a high of 78. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy, a high of 82. Outside right now in Washington, 81. And we're headed up to 100 degrees today at 6:18. Yeah, real hot fun in the summertime. It is Washington summer and a lot going on. Politically, the heat really, really turned up this week in politics. The president tweeting, the response to the tweet, the chants at the rally this week. And where are we at week's end? Well, we have the president yesterday commenting. He must have been asked questions about the squad, probably asked it about six times, and he answered it pretty much the same way each of the six times that they asked him the question. But I picked two of the best, and the first one, Jeff, would be,
what I would say would be chopper political, because the president was asked about the political ramifications.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, think of that. That's worse than deplorable. When they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country. Not when I'm the president. So I think they've said horrible things. They're anti-Semitic. And you look at the kind of statements they've made about Israel, it's a disgrace.
So that was his comment sort of when asked about the political ramifications. And this is the other time. As I say, he was asked the same question about a half a dozen times. And here's what he said.
These women have said horrible things about our country and the people of our country. Nobody should be able to do that. And if they want to do that, that's up to them. But I can't imagine they're going to do very well at the polls. And I say this, if the Democrats want to embrace people that hate our country, people that are so far left that nobody's ever seen it, anything like it, if they want to embrace people that are so anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, they want to do that. That's up to them. But I don't have to do that. I think what they say and what they've said is a disgrace to them, to the Democrats, and frankly, to our country.
So many people are saying the initial tweet was racist. And we all have interpretations. Many people will interpret that tweet in many different ways, depending on that person's background. And I always try and figure out what was Trump thinking when he said or did something that causes controversy. So what's in his mind? What's behind it? And I just got to thinking that he was probably tuned in the 70s when there was a strong anti-war movement. And there was a movement across America, love it or leave it. That was the response to a lot of the anti-war protests back in the 70s. And I think that's pretty much what his motivation was behind this. The concept being love it or leave it in his mind, because he had heard some fairly strong statements coming out of the primarily Ilhan Omar, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib have made some, you know, pretty intense comments about the country, about his supporters, about Israel. So I think his origins on this, my opinion would be that he's thinking, if you don't love this country, leave it. If you're not happy here, leave it. Now, how that morphed into a racist comment is, again, in your interpretation. The media jumped on it, immediately labeled it a racist tweet. Now, I'm not sure that that would be the most, what would I say, objective way for the media to cast it. I would have suggested the media might say a tweet which has been characterized as racist, or which some may feel is racist. That would be my impression of how you might want to cast that tweet, but the media made the leap and labeled it a racist tweet. Although I don't think he said anything about race in the tweet. Primarily, he was aiming at the notion of, if you don't like it here, you can leave, which goes back to the echoes of the 70s, 60s and 70s, when people were talking about love it, leave it, love it or leave it, and may remember there was a Merle Haggard song, The Fight Inside of Me. When you're running down our country, man, you're fighting. What is it? When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fight inside of me. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song be a warning. So anyway, just some perspective. What a week. We have a lot to cover this morning. John Gizzi's coming up. We're going to get a read on John on the political, really the political ramifications for the president on the debate back and forth, weighing into the fray when there's infighting in the Democratic Party. Was that a smart thing to do? We'll ask John that question. There will be a new Secretary of Labor. Last name is Scalia. I'm going to find out about that coming up with John Gizzi this morning. Also, the latest on the Democratic presidential candidates. We'll talk with KT McFarland.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and Adam Schiff will have some competition in his 2020 reelection bid. That's right. A Republican will run against him. Name is John Hollis. We're going to talk to him coming up in the next half hour. Interesting guy, interesting race. Stay with us.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of the Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. What do you dream about? Maybe it's winning the lottery or getting a new car. Well, for the 22 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably getting quiet, restful sleep. Now, if this is you or your bed partner, you know how disruptive and debilitating sleep apnea can be, especially when it's not being treated properly with CPAP. If CPAP doesn't work for you, it's time to look at the comfortable solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. During sleep, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Learn more about Inspire, review important safety information, and get the sleep you've been dreaming of at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas, writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away.
Using MDL technology and Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. See results right before your eyes or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your 2 free gifts and free express shipping. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
6:28, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is good to have you with us. And I've got a Bernie Sanders clip that I want to throw in here because Bernie Sanders, big proponent of minimum wage, raising the minimum wage to $15. And you've seen him and heard him in speeches. Here's a comment from Bernie Sanders on minimum wage that was made actually this week, his feelings on raising the minimum wage.
If you are a great Secretary of Labor, you will be supporting my legislation and other legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Well, the Washington Post is reporting, headline, Labor Fight Roils Bernie Sanders Campaign as Workers Demand the $15 hourly pay the candidate has proposed for employees nationwide. Unionized campaign organizers working for Senator Sanders are battling with its management, arguing that the compensation and treatment they are receiving does not meet the standards Sanders espouses in his rhetoric, according to internal communications. Jeff is just curled over the board, laughing his head off right now. Campaign field hires have demanded an annual salary they say would be equivalent to $15 an hour.
The organizers and other employees supporting them have invoked the senator's words and principles in making their case to the campaign manager. Wow. You just can't make this stuff up. You go, Bernie. Take good care of your workers before you tell everybody else that they're going to double their minimum wage in the next 5 years. Fabulous. We're coming up on the 6:30 news on WMAL.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
And a look at the headlines at 6:30. The British Foreign Minister, Jeremy Hunt, warning Iran of serious consequences if it does not release a British-flagged oil tanker that it seized in the strategic Strait of Hormuz on Friday. Jeremy Hunt has ruled out military options. Tehran says that that British tanker had collided with an Iranian fishing boat. 2020 Democrats in the presidential race being plagued by anemic polling and fundraising, many of those candidates have fallen into a spiral of perceived struggles that become increasingly self-fulfilling. In words of the Associated Press, some of the most affected built their runs around signature issues that have largely fallen flat as momentum eludes their messengers. It includes Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, her championing of women's rights, Washington Governor Jay Inslee's focus on climate change, and former Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado, his pitch as a principled moderator. Well, urgent calls for gun control also couldn't keep California Representative Eric Swalwell's now defunct presidential bid afloat. The next debate is coming up later this month in Detroit, and expectations are that the candidates will be narrowed down once again after the next round of debates. U.S. government says it will expand its policy requiring asylum seekers to wait outside the country to one of Mexico's most dangerous cities. DHS said on Friday it will implement its, quote, migrant protection protocols in Brownsville, Texas. That's across the border from Matamoros, Mexico. DHS says it anticipates the first asylum seekers will be sent back to Mexico starting Friday. Thousands of people are already camped in Matamoros. It's the eastern edge of the U.S.-Mexico border. An official waiting list to seek asylum has more than 1,000 people in Matamoros. President Trump, marking the 50th anniversary of the first human steps on the moon, in an Oval Office meeting on Friday with former Apollo 11 astronauts Buzz Aldrin and Mike Collins, also family Mission Commander Neil Armstrong's family members were there. They were briefed on the Trump administration's plans to send astronauts back to the moon and on to Mars. Trump said yesterday, "We are bringing the glamour back to the space program." 6:33, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, you'll still need to watch out for that accident eastbound on 66 at Nutley Street, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic very slow through the area. And also, we've got the delay on the outer loop of the Beltway with a work zone after 123 before Gallows Road. Two left lanes block and traffic is slow from 66 on the outer loop. Beltway in Maryland, so far no delays to report, and so far things are looking good on 270 from Germantown heading towards the Beltway. There is a work zone on the ICC westbound at Route 29. Watch out for lane restrictions there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are expecting high temperatures of 100 degrees today and tomorrow in the sunshine. It cools down on Monday. We should have a high temperature Monday of about 90 degrees. We'll have thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday, but for the weekend, it looks pretty dry. Cools down to 78 on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, we'll be pleasant with highs of 82. But right now in Washington, we're at 83 degrees. We're headed to 100 this afternoon, 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Congratulations to Greg Smith, Simon Hamilton, and Chris Aim. They've done it again. Forbes has named them to their Best in State Wealth Advisors list. You can hear their insights and advice every Sunday morning on the Wise Investor Show from 9 to 10 a.m. on WMAL Radio. Now, Forbes and Barron's have both put their trust in the Wise Investor Group by naming their advisors among the very best. You should, too. So be a Wise Investor. Stay connected and stay informed. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Barron & Company, member SIPC.
Everybody wants to eat better, and the only thing better than eating better is eating better while you spend less. That's what you'll get at your neighborhood Wise Markets. We've been busy lowering prices on over 7,000 items, from fresh to frozen and breakfast to dinner. Look for the low, low prices every day tag and watch the savings add up.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Of course, the Mueller testimony coming up this week on Capitol Hill. And Adam Schiff will be back front and center. He has already told MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell that he does plan to ask questions outside the scope of the Mueller investigation, which Robert Mueller said he wouldn't answer initially. So it's going to be another week of Adam Schiff. We do hope that he brings the evidence of collusion to Capitol Hill with him. Finally, he's been sitting on that evidence of collusion that he's told us he's had now for several years, but never produced it. Maybe he'll produce it this week. California's 20th district is producing a candidate to run against Adam Schiff. His name is John Hollis, and he joins us this morning on WMAL. John, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You're going to be running for the Republican nomination for the congressional seat held by Adam Schiff. Describe the district a little bit and the constituency.
Well, the district here is interesting. It's actually trending very young. Our largest demographic here is 25 to 35, and their median income is about $108,000 a year. So those are millennials, the same millennials that everyone says they don't know how to work or take responsibility for things. In our district, that's exactly what they do. And honestly, they're fed up. Everywhere you look, you've got the homeless issue, which is just getting completely out of hand. You've got our crumbling infrastructure, which the president has hit on nationwide. And we're also the highest tax state and, well, city in the nation. So, I mean, every day we're getting hammered by these policies, and Adam Schiff has just kind of turned his back in order to push his own personal brand so he can eventually run for president these days.
Where do you see his vulnerabilities in your district?
Well, the biggest vulnerability is most people in the district don't know that he's our congressman. Part of my job the past couple years forces me to go door to door and talk directly to the people, and it's something that I enjoy tremendously. And usually when we finish talking about work, we end up talking about the issues. And when they find out who their congressman is, it really confuses them. But then the next question they have is, okay, well, how do we solve these issues? And the problem is Adam really doesn't have an answer for that. He never has. He dodges the issue. We don't see him in the district very often unless, you know, it's election time. So I imagine he'll be here closer to March. And he doesn't live here. He actually lives in Maryland. So the people here, they're not connected to him. They're not connected to his policies, to his politics. In actuality, they're looking for someone to better represent them, someone who actually matches that district, who comes from that district, and who understands what those issues truly are. And I don't think he really has a grasp on these issues. If he did, you would see him here more trying to help out. Because at the end of the day, these people have voted for him 10 times now, and they've gotten nothing out of it. While he's been in Congress, the homeless issue has increased 40% in this area. There's 60,000 homeless people on the street just in Los Angeles. And nationwide, there's 550,000 homeless people, 30% of which are American veterans who are lacking the ability to get the right programs that they need, get the right support that they need, and honestly just get treatment for PTSD most of the time. Many people like to focus on the drug issue. They like to focus on the mental health issue. But now it's getting to the point where even average citizens are getting forced out of their homes because they can't afford rent. A one-bedroom apartment here that's, 600 square feet goes for about $2,000 a month. Most people, when they get to the point where they can't afford rent anymore and they look to move, there's nowhere to move to. And so if you actually look on my Facebook recently, we had an interview with a lady who's living in her car. It was the same issue. There's no one there to help her. No one in the government, no one in the media, no one near her that can help her get out of her issues. And that's the biggest disconnect that Adam has. His own voters are crying for his help. They're crying for anyone to help. And yet our leaders have thrown up their arms and said there's nothing that they can do anymore. And that is the greatest tragedy.
You mentioned that you're in contact with a lot of people in your professional work. What is your day job?
I work in television. I'm an assistant location manager for the show 911 on Fox. Part of my job is to go into the neighborhood and prepare neighborhoods for filming. So I handle all the dealing with city officials. I handle permitting. I handle paying different businesses if we need to rent things from them, handle figuring out where we're going to park about a mile's worth of trucks. And part of that job, like I said, is going door to door and just convincing people to allow Hollywood to once again come in, mess up their neighborhood a little bit, and then put it all back together like we were never even there. And we do a really good job of that. We've got the biggest show in town. We run 7 days a week most of the time. We're shooting 6 of those days. We're always on location, as far north as Oxnard and as far south as Riverside. So far, it's been a huge success, and we're very proud of the work we've been able to do. And we're proud of the imprints that we've left on every neighborhood that we've been into. Oftentimes, we're told that it was the best experience that they had. And that's something that we enjoy and something I hope to bring with me into public office.
John, I can hear the passion in your voice when it comes to the issues in your community. There's always hope because, as we all know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez defeated a very strong incumbent in New York. Of course, Joseph Crowley defeated him in her race for the Congress. And, John, we wish you the very best in your race against Adam Schiff.
Thank you, sir. It's going to be a dogfight, but we're going to have a fun time doing it. The more eyeballs that we can get on the issues that we're struggling with, the better likelihood we have of it actually helping people. I'd like to invite people to go to my website, Hollis for Congress. That's H-O-L-L-I-S, the number 4, congress.com. And also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, also Hollis for Congress. And, yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
John Hollis, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
See what happens. There's always hope. 6:44, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Couple things to watch out for in Virginia. We still have the accident eastbound 66 at Nutley Street blocking the two right lanes, causing brief delays. And on the outer loop from 123 to Gallows Road, there is a paving operation along the left side of the roadway. That is causing some slow-going traffic. Also watch out for a disabled vehicle on the Beltway on the outer loop right at 210 Indian Head Highway. Use caution there. Also keep in mind that we do have roadwork on Washington Boulevard east of 395. Watch for lane closures in the area. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is going to be hot today. High temperatures 100 degrees for today and tomorrow. Overnight lows around 80. It'll cool down on Monday with a chance of some rain. High temperatures Monday in the 90s, and will cool down into the 80s on Wednesday. So it's not too bad after we get past the weekend. But for today and tomorrow, high temperatures of 100 degrees in the Washington area. Outside right now, it is 83. We're at 646 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So it's 50 years ago today, man landed on the moon. And I was a mere child at the time, but the impressions, the memories are indelible. And what I wanted to do is take a few minutes and play some of the audio. You've heard these, but you typically hear these in like a four-second soundbite. We wanted to give you a little background, a little context, and sort of just as an example. It all started with President Kennedy, and he was speaking at Rice University. So in his lead-up to his proclamation that we're headed to the moon, he actually mentions Texas and Rice playing football. Here's the president, John F. Kennedy, Rice University.
Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon.
Such an iconic speech, and the lead-up is, why does Rice play Texas? So, as it turned out, NASA makes the progress. We get to the point where we're ready to blast off. It's Apollo 11. This is the voice of Jack King at Mission Control, and this was the launch of Apollo 11.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1... 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
We got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Apollo 11 on a proper heading. Now, part of what the excitement was, I think, at the time, and some of the memories, at that point in media, there was no World Wide Web, there was no social media. You got your news from primarily either your local television station with the local news, but you had the three broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. The veteran reporters, anchors, correspondents, gravitas. This is ABC's, as an example, this is ABC's Frank Reynolds.
Good day from ABC Space Headquarters in New York. It is July 20th, 1969, and man is about to land on the moon. Eagle will touch down approximately 4 hours and 17 minutes from now if the flight plan as it is now established goes forward as scheduled.
Gravitas. What can I say? This is the actual landing, and I wanted to take it back 40 feet from the moon's surface, and this is the final approach. You just hear the audio, and if you can imagine the world, I mean, literally, the world is watching this live on television, which was just unbelievable at that time, to think you could get live video and audio from the moon when we'd never been there, but this is the final descent as the Eagle approaches the moon's surface.
40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down, great shadow.
four forward, drift into the right a little. Ready? Down and a half. 30 seconds. Good. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Mode control both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Just the excitement. You're hearing the back and forth on the radios. You're hearing mission control. You're hearing the astronauts. If you can just imagine, we're all glued to TV. We've got all the behind the scenes happening all at one time. And here is man landing on the moon. I mean, the world is unified at this point. America is unified. It's something we haven't seen in decades, this kind of unity. I mean, you could compare the feelings after 9/11 maybe, but this was just one huge accomplishment for the United States. And, of course, there was the actual footstep on the moon. And here's Neil Armstrong. And again, we're not going to just do the 4 second clip. We're going to do, the actual walk down the steps as he approaches the moon's surface for the first time.
Buzz, this is Houston. F2, 1/160 a second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LEM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches. Although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the LEM now. That's one small step for man.
President Nixon phoned the astronauts on the moon, and I'm going to play you pretty much the entire call. And the reason I want to do the entire call is because I think it really captures the feeling of the American people at the time, the pride, the accomplishment, and I thought the words of President Nixon at the time were eloquent.
I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House, and this certainly has to be the...
That would be an honor. Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but men of peace of all nations, men with interest and a curiosity, and men with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Thank you.
And that, of course, President Nixon and our Apollo 11 astronauts on the moon. Now, I mentioned ABC's Frank Reynolds, and of course at that time you had David Brinkley and Chet Huntley over at NBC, legendary news anchors of the NBC Nightly News, the Huntley-Brinkley Report at that time. And this is how David Brinkley summed it up.
Every country on Earth that has television, with the possible exception of Russia and maybe a handful of others, will watch the landing on the moon live at the same time we are. In this country, it'll be in the middle of the night. In various other countries, it will, of course, be at various times, depending on where they are. A number have announced that Monday will be a holiday. There has been no such happy announcement forthcoming in this country.
That was kind of a funny line for David Brinkley to have there. Now, Walter Cronkite, the CBS news anchor at the time and another broadcast legend, is one of his comments at the time.
How easy these words are rolling off our lips now. Man on the moon, a walk on the moon. And yet to say the words and to stop just a moment to think about them still sends a shiver up and down the old spine.
And I think that gives you a sense of just the excitement and the tension and what we all felt, you know, as kids as we watched history in the making. And I think a very few words from Walter Cronkite sum it up.
Man's dream and a nation's pledge have now been fulfilled. The lunar age has begun.
6:56, Saturday morning update. We're going to take you to Mission Control in Houston. They've done a fabulous restoration of the Mission Control Center, and we will be talking with the folks down there coming up live at 7:20 this morning.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Diana.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Forget uncomfortable dentures, messy adhesives, and multiple trips to a prosthodontist. You can get straight, natural-looking teeth in one day. That's right, dental implants done fast. The highly trained, board-certified surgeons at Nova OMS have the expertise to create a beautiful-looking smile in just one visit. Doctors Namy, Yagmai, and Associates are renowned for their surgical work and are committed to making your dental makeover as pleasant as possible. If you've been wanting a smile that looks and feels good, schedule a consultation with Nova OMS today. Unlike many oral surgeons, they accept most insurance. Plus, they have three convenient locations in Northern Virginia, Burke, Reston, and Alexandria. Call 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com. Honestly, you'll love your new smile after getting your teeth in one day, including the pampering experience from Nova OMS. Call and learn how you can get dental implants done fast. Act now. You'll be glad you did. 703-719-4133 or visit NovaOMS.com.
We're coming up on the 7 o'clock news here on WMAL, and then we'll follow it up with John Gizzi. We get the latest on the political fallout for both Democrats and the Republicans from a lot of the back and forth this week. We're going to go live to Mission Control in Houston, and we will be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. Stay with us.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.